January 20th, 2026, Springville City Council regular meeting.
We'll go ahead and get the council meeting started.
Yeah, you can.
I'm filling in for Mayor Matt Packard as Mayor Pro Tem. We'll start with an invocation by me and then a pledge by Councilmember Smith. Our dear kind Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this day and grateful for the many blessings that Thou gives us. We're grateful for this opportunity to serve in this beautiful city, and we ask that Thy Spirit will be with us, that we'll be able to make good decisions, things that will be remembered and also put into action for any decision that we make tonight. We ask for these things in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Will the audience please arise?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
All right. We are not going to have a ceremonial agenda. It has been postponed until February 16th. So with that noted, I'll entertain a motion to approve the meeting's agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting's agenda as written.
I would like to make an addition to that, or a subtraction, I guess. I would like to move item number 3 to our regular agenda.
From the consent agenda?
From the consent agenda to our regular agenda.
Excellent.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Excellent.
So we'll go ahead and start with Christina Westover to go over the ordinance amending Springville City Code.
Hello. Hi, City Council. I'm Christina Westover. I'm the risk manager for Springville City. So as I was doing some research for a risk management topic, I noticed that we had an airport code still, and we no longer have the airport or part ownership in that. And so we had submitted an ordinance to repeal the code, and so we're hoping to get that repealed. But then as we were going through the process, Council Member Wright brought up a good point that there's a reverter clause when we separated ways from Spanish Fork on that property. And so we are adding in, hoping to add in a new chapter for the airport code to just acknowledge that, and so I've given you a copy of that and just explains the relationship that we had with Spanish Fork in the airport, and that there's still that if they no longer use that for an airport, then there's the reverter clause that will get some of that money, the interest that we put in. So,
is that just on the property?
I do believe so.
It is, yes.
Nothing to do with operating the airport? No liability of ownership?
Yes, that is correct. And so if anything on the property changes with the property, if they go to sell it or if they go to exchange it, then the reverter clause kicks in, and then we got to figure out how much the city is owed on that property that's either exchanged or sold.
Great. Thank you.
Any questions? Any other questions?
What if the exchange was with property that we already own, where we're neighboring, if we did a land swap?
Then we'd figure that out. There's actually, in the reverter document, there's a system where we're put on notice. It automatically comes to us. If not, then we got to figure out what's going to happen. We can both bring in two different people to help us figure that out, that sort of thing. So there is a whole process within the reverter document. So it'd be worked out. Okay. Good question, though.
So I just wanted to include that just for, you know, we had the airport information in there, and that kind of served as a little bit of a reminder, and none of this applies anymore. So I just wanted to make sure that there was a small section in there that did say that we do have ownership in the airport if it were to sell and not be part of the airport. So that's I'm glad that you added that section.
Yeah. Thank you. Yep.
Okay. So,
do we have an ordinance number on this?
Oh, yes.
Ordinance?
01-2026.
So I'll entertain a motion for this adoption of this ordinance.
I motion that we approve ordinance number 01-2026 to amend Springville City Code Title 4, Chapter 8, Airport.
I'll second that motion.
And then
it's a roll call vote.
Roll call vote. So do I need to say for me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Karen Ellingson?
Yes.
Jake Smith?
Yes.
Mike Snelson?
Yes.
Logan Millsap?
Yes.
Excellent.
And then Mayor Pro Tem, we still need to approve the consent agenda if there's a motion on that.
I motion that we approve the consent agenda. In this case, that would be the minutes from our December 31st and meetings and our January 6th meeting.
I'll second.
And the special meeting for the...
Do we call for a yay on that?
What was the question?
Yes.
Special meeting?
Oh, for special.
I misread that.
What's
sorry.
Meeting?
I misread the special meeting part. Sorry. I need to restate my motion. I motion that we approve the consent agenda, which includes the minutes for the December 31st, 2025 meeting and the minutes for the January 6th, 2026 meeting. Sorry for...
Second?
I second.
All right. Roll call vote?
Nope, that can be a regular vote.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great.
And we're kind of working our way backwards. We also didn't take public comment. We actually don't have any, but there are members of the public here. If you want to call for it, that's at your discretion.
Wait. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there anybody? So how do I call for that?
If
there's anyone wishing to sign up or speak to the council, they can do so by signing the public comment form or coming up and letting Kim know. So I'll open up for public comment.
Not seeing anybody approach, I motion that we close the public.
Okay.
The public comment. We don't comment.
We don't need to do that, but I'll second the motion.
Yeah.
All right.
We do that on a public hearing.
But not on public comment.
It's at the mayor's discretion, so the mayor controls that part of the agenda.
I hope he doesn't watch this.
He should.
Yes,
he's
probably just...
We're having fun up here.
Out of it.
Yeah.
Well, this is a good meeting to learn on. There's not a lot of
exactly.
Stuff going on tonight.
All right.
So I think we've covered everything on the agenda.
No other business? So
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I second that.
Whoa.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
I didn't even get 1 second this time. Dang it.
No.
I'm not paying attention.
Good work. Anytime.